For salmon and steelhead in the Salish Sea, that's Puget Sound and neighboring Canadian waters, life gets pretty hard as soon as they hit salt water. Less than 1% of king salmon and steelhead survive into adulthood, a fraction of what it was 40 years ago. Now, scientists are launching a coordinated effort to solve this biological mystery. Phil Anderson directs Washington's Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says millions of dollars have been spent trying to save habitat, restrict fishing, and modernize hatcheries, but none of it has slowed the decline.
We have to figure out what the cause is of the high mortality rates, or our investments in the rest of these areas will not bring results. That is why I think this is the most important work that we could do right now.
Resource management agencies like Anderson's in both the U.S. and Canada, along with nonprofits and tribes, are locking arms as part of the Salish Sea Marine Survival Project. They're planning to do detailed surveys of what happens to young fish as they enter the sea. They say scientists know much less about what's happening in that phase of the fish's lives compared with the freshwater period. The project is expected to cost $10 million over the next 5 years. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.